He felt the shockwaves punch him through the wall, one after the other, hammering his chest and jarring him to the bone. A billow of smoke loomed in the entrance, both doors blown open wide. He could hear a sound like hail on a tin roof, but it was debris and dust and chunks of plaster skittering across the tile floors of the hallway. Lee hauled himself up and stabbed the button of his gunlight. When the light came on, the cloud of dust and smoke rolled over them, and it was like high beams in a thick fog, blinding them. He turned in the general direction of where he thought the door was and began moving forward. Through the smoke, he could see the glowing cone of LaRouche's gunlight moving swiftly through the open doors. LaRouche was yelling, "Get on the ground! Get on the ground!" Old habits. Lee cleared the doorframe and the room began to materialize in the smoke, as though it was being born of the smoke itself, and the particles floating through the air were converging in the room to form the long conference table that had been shoved to one side, the office chairs piled atop it. And bodies. There were bodies in the room. Not carcasses that had been fed upon, but the bodies of infected that they had just killed. Lee wanted to look down at them, but he passed them by, chasing that cone of light from LaRouche that was beginning to fade into a crisp silhouette. Still, as he stepped over the bodies, his subconscious registered something important, even if his conscious mind was ignoring it.
"Did we get them all?"
LaRouche shouted.
"Keep checking,"
Lee called back. He found the corner of the room he'd been seeking, and it was unoccupied by anything alive. He turned and looked out into the room, his light now able to push clear through the smoke and darkness and see the far wall. He registered the mounds of flesh in the center of the room, perhaps 5 or 6 of them. Their limbs were tangled together, and some of those limbs were detached from the bodies they belonged to, blown off in the blast. Look at them. Look at them. But he looked past them, and he could see LaRouche still moving deeper into the long room. The shadow of his body and his cone of light kept retreating, getting smaller, and it gave Lee the false sensation that this room was not a conference room at all, but some massive underground cave that just kept on going.
Look at the bodies!
Lee forced his eyes down into the bloody mess before him. Pale, thin limbs. They seemed small and childlike. The flesh on these seemed softer somehow than the other infected he'd noticed, like there was more fat on them, as though they had not been starved as extensively as the others. Long tangles of hair, matted and dreadlocked in places. All of the infected had somewhat overgrown hair, but the hair on these was longer than normal. Some of their faces were contorted, as though they were enraged by what had happened to them. Others stared serenely at the ceiling.
Oh my God!